us, then we gon' be alright. Be alright. Be alright. We gon' be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. Be alright. Huh? We gon' be alright. Be alright. Do you hear me? Do you feel me? We gon' be alright. But what if we're not gonna be alright?
Did you know that there were only 23 days in 2018 where a man or woman wasn't killed by a police officer? 23 days. Hello, my name is RJ Clark.
And I'm Macy Wilder.
This podcast is being recorded on May 17th, 2019 at El Toro High School.
Today we are going to be talking about police brutality, specifically famous examples, statistics, and things that can be done to reduce this violent act. Being the daughter of an African-American police officer, there's a lot of controversy on how one should feel about this subject.
I think it would be best to start by providing a definition of police brutality. Police brutality is a civil rights violation that occurs when a police officer acts with excessive force by using an amount of force with regards to a civilian that is more than necessary.
Excessive force is not a subject to a precise definition, but it is generally beyond the force of reasonable law enforcement officer would use under the circumstances. This interpretation comes from the uslegal.com.
Police brutality has been a huge issue in the United States for over 100 years. In 2018, 1,164 people were killed by officers.
Some of the most disgraceful and notorious examples of police brutality are Rodney King and Michael Brown.
Now, before I go into details on these two stories, something to notice is that in these examples, both of the victims are African American. Here is the story of one of the most famous cases of police brutality, the beating of Rodney King. The event took place on March 3, 1991. King and his two friends were pulled over after a high-speed chase in order to get out of their vehicle. King's two friends exited the vehicle first and were beaten by the police officers at the scene. Then, when King left the vehicle, he had guns pulled on him because officers thought he was reaching for a weapon. Later, he was found to be unarmed.
Five officers circled King where he was tasered twice. It was recorded that the officers struck King 33 times with their batons and kicked him six times. King was then surrounded by eight officers who handcuffed him.
This incident became one of the most well-known examples of police brutality causing police brutality because it caused riots in the streets. The officers were put on trial because a man in an apartment recorded the incident on his camcorder, and the whole thing was caught on video.
The video was released to the public, causing huge uproars. In the video, King is lying on the ground while officers hit him with their batons as if they were batting in baseball. At one point in the video, King is lying motionless on the ground as officers go over him and stomps on King's head, causing 11 skull fractures. 11.
The beating went on for over a minute and a half and resulted in permanent brain damage, broken bones and teeth, kidney failure, along with emotional trauma. Rodney King later committed suicide in 2012. The brutal abuse of King resulted in the famous 1992 Los Angeles riots. The video caused a lot of anger in the African-American community of Los Angeles, who believed that the beating was so brutal because of King's race. Hours after the officers were acquitted, or declared not guilty, by the jury, the riots began.
They lasted for 6 days and resulted in 63 deaths, 2,383 injuries, more than 7,000 fires, damage to 3,100 businesses, and nearly $1 billion in financial losses. Five other smaller riots occurred in other cities in the U.S., and a riot even occurred in Canada.
Another famous case of police brutality is the shooting of Michael Brown, which took place on August 9, 2014. Brown was unarmed and was shot at least six times, including twice in the head. One of the reasons this story got so much attention is because there are multiple conflicting eyewitness testimonies.
The incident went something along the lines of Brown getting into an altercation with an officer in which shots were being fired at Brown, who then turned and ran. The officer chased him until Brown turned around and began moving back towards the officer, who shot him to death.
The confusion on what actually happened is when Brown turned around to face the officer. The officer testified that Brown put his hand in his waistband as if reaching for a weapon, and then Brown charged the officer. However, Brown's friend who was with Brown during the incident testified that Brown put his hands in the air and told the officer that he was unarmed and asked him not to shoot. The officer then shot Brown multiple times.
This incident took place in Ferguson, Missouri, and in late November, riots broke out wildly in the city and across the United States. The riots are what increased awareness of the killing because of the testimony by Brown's friend, in which he testified saying that Brown had asked the officer not to shoot. Many people began using the phrase, "hands up, don't shoot," as a slogan against the case of brutality.
One of the largest issues with police brutality is that many people feel that police officers target African American individuals in their violent acts. The statistics often agree with this ideology. Police officers and sheriffs had killed 1,147 people in 2017. African Americans were 25% of those killed, despite being only 13% of the population in the United States.
Some other shocking statistics with African American individuals and police officers are that these people are twice as likely to be killed by a police officer while being unarmed compared to a white individual. One out of every three people are murdered by police in any given year in the United States is an African American person.
69% of the victims of police brutality in the United States who are African American were suspected of a nonviolent crime and were unarmed. In 17% of the 100 largest cities in the United States, police officers killed African American men at a higher rate than the U.S. murder rate of 2014. Another statistic concerning the 100 largest cities in the United States is that African American people were 39% of the total victims killed in these cities, despite combining to be only 21% of the total population of the cities.
It is important to note that African Americans are killed at such a high rate despite being such a small portion of the population. Police brutality exists and it's disproportionately aimed at African American population.
A study done by the Police Use of Force Project shows effective means of lowering police kill rates. The study compared police department use of force policies with the police killings data for those police departments to see if there was a correlation between the two. They found that police departments with policies that place clear restrictions on when and how officers use force had significantly fewer killings than those that did not have these restrictions in place.
Some examples of those use of force policies implemented by police departments are that officers are supposed to attempt to de-escalate the situation before firing their weapon, requiring officers to use a verbal warning before shooting. Officers are not allowed to shoot at moving vehicles, and requiring officers to exhaust all other means before shooting a lethal weapon.
In police departments that have a policy of requiring officers to use non-lethal interventions, such as verbal de-escalation, use of a stun gun, or pepper spray before firing a lethal weapon, the police killing rate in that department has decreased by 25%. Another policy that has been proven to dramatically decrease the police killing rate by 25% is the requirement that police officers must report all uses of force.
Examples of ways to decrease police killing rates show that minor adjustments to department policies can have a significant impact on decreasing police brutality and preserving life. Remember, there are always two sides of each story, and handling situations calmly with precaution will cause no harm. Some misunderstandings are life-threatening, but there is always a solution.
Thank you for listening to the podcast.